святых славных и всехвальных апостолов, Нижнего святых отца нашего Василия Великого, Кесарика, Патокийский архиепископа, преподобных и богоносных отец нашей Сергия, Игумена Радонежского и вся России чудотворца, и Серафима Саровского чудотворца, священномучеников Власия Севастийского и Степана Суровского, святаго Павла Цареградского, святых и праведных Богу Отец Иоакима и Анны, и всех святых, помилуйте и спасет нас, яко благ и человеколюбец.
That separate us now from the proclamation of the resurrection of Christ, we are awaiting it. We know it has happened. We know that the descent into hell is a harrowing of hell and not the final defeat of the man Jesus crucified on Calvary. The apostles did not know that. In these hours which we will spend anticipating the joy of the coming night, they were in darkness, in agony and in fear. And they brought to us the good news that their fear was in vain, that victory was won when they thought that defeat had come. Let us spend these hours with a warm, grateful feeling, awaiting the news to reach us, but rejoicing for the millions of people who were in the twilight of death, in the darkness of separation from God, until of a sudden God Himself came to the place of ultimate dereliction. Let us think of them and thank God for them. And let us thank God for all those who have departed this life and who are not dead, but have fallen to sleep. Our parents who have gone, our ancestors who have gone, our friends, the members of this parish, people known and unknown to us, death is no more. Because the sting of death was a final separation from God and separatedness from one's neighbor. And that doesn't exist anymore. There is only a temporary separation of soul and body, a time when the body will rest and fall into dust, while the soul will come to life more and more, like a fire that burns ever brighter, until the day when wholeness will be reinstated, when we will rise and live God's life forever.